pop music is a very good thing.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on crap from the past.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
And to those commercial stations that play Come On Eileen over and over and tell you it's a retro show, I say this. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past.
It's craptacular.
Sunday nights at midnight, only on KFAI. Lord, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and welcome to Crap from the Past. A lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past. What on earth was that? That, my friends, was Ray Conniff. You know that it's a bad record collection when you're looking through a big pile of records, and there's a Ray Conniff album there. That's a whole lot of no good. No, not so good. So Ray Conniff, much to my dismay, kept recording right up through the 80s. And that's from his 1979 album called I Will Survive. It's just like his old 50s albums. It's on Columbia Records. And I think the word I'm looking for is unfreaking believable. There's a lot more of that to come. And actually, I have a 1986 album by Ray Conniff called Say You, Say Me, which is exactly what you think. And that, too, was on Columbia Records. It's not clear to me when Ray Conniff stopped recording, if at all. Really, just fantastic stuff. Oh, boy. So, have we determined that I am, in fact, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber? Yep. And that's what I think of things here. So, tonight, oh, my goodness, I see Chuck there in the elevator. That will be Chuck Tomlinson of Cosmic Slop over on AM 770 Radio K. Chuck is in transit, and if the elevator delivers Chuck, we will be doing a large segment of the show tonight dedicated to the Desiderata. What, pray tell, is the Desiderata? Well, it's like nothing you've ever heard, my friends. And it's a spoken word piece from the 70s. I got a whole lot of exposure and then really just faded off the map. I think you're going to like it. Now, give you a little tease for a show that's coming soon. I see Chuck coming in. No, I'm going to kill time till Chuck comes in. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run out of bed music, and that's okay, because we're going to bring Chuck in. Like, come on in, sit right there. Your mic is live. This is...
That's smooth from the car. Was it all the way in?
That's okay. You are the consummate professional.
You started the talk break as I turned the key off in the car, and I ran across the parking lot.
Well, what I did is I backsold that song there by Ray Conniff.
I heard it
Will Survive.
I heard it all the way in.
Hurts, don't it?
It does indeed. That was pretty smooth. Did they change lyrics and sort of clean it up a bit?
No, the lyrics are rated G to begin with.
I guess it is. Some of it, you know, should have changed that... stupid, gosh darned lock. I should have changed that gall darn key.
No, they went with the swearing and the stupid. Oh. And after that, what you missed was a little tease of coming up later in the show as Chuck will get off the elevator.
Oh,
we'll
do
the Desiderata. It's okay.
Got so much Desiderata.
Oh, my. I have a surprise for you, my friend. Ha ha. Let me do a little tease of a show that's coming up later this summer. A show called, I don't know what to call it. It's got no title, but it's basically pop songs that were re-recorded by the artists who recorded them the first time.
Oh, that's a noble cause.
Re-recordings. It's stupid.
I love this theme.
Just plain stupid.
It'll be a good one.
It's going to be good. And to demonstrate just how good it's going to be, let me play about a minute or so of a hit, a British hit, giant-sized British hit for a woman named Kelly Marie from 1981.
Uh-huh.
This is Feels Like I'm in Love. This hit number one in England. It's
okay.
A fine record on its own right. So let me play you the hit right here. About a minute of Kelly Marie. That's just mean, isn't it?
The Conniff will not be stopped.
All right, enough of that. Here we go. It's a fine little disco song.
That's cute.
It's cute, but it's just, I'll leave it at cute. And Kelly Marie with her thin, wispy little voice, I think does a pretty fair job with Feels Like I'm in Love. And it was a giant-sized British hit and an Australian hit in 1981.
So I'm guessing that later in her career, or non-career, she was asked to revisit her old hit.
Precisely.
And make a new, fresh recording so someone else could release it and everybody could try to make money out of it again.
It's from this Hits of the 80s collection from Time Music. Not from Time Life, from Time. And this was released overseas, I believe.
Second tier all the way around.
Nice. And it's got a whole bunch of just second-rate British hits by groups like Bucks Fizz. And members of The Selector and Limahl of Kajagoogoo.
So, members of The Selector.
Yes.
Not The Selector.
No, it's got members of Rankin Roger of The Beat.
Yes.
Total Coelho revisiting I Eat Cannibals,
yeah,
and so on. It's a second-rate collection, but it's got some wonderful curiosities on it, like what I'm about to play for you here. Kelly Marie asked to revisit her hit in the vein of what Stock Aitken Waterman would have done with the song. So big, huge, elaborate drum machines in the late 80s fashion. I think it just kicks butt on the original. So you heard the original about a minute ago.
Mm.
Feels Like I'm in Love. This is what it sounded like when she was asked to re-record it. It was re-released, I believe, and did not hit the charts. This is Kelly Marie once again. Feels Like I'm in Love on Crap from the Past. It feels like
Monster Gerber.
Come on, feel the noise.
On Crap from the Past.
Let your feelings show. Everyone support him and let. For the many people who want to see the day that we can truly say that the man has come, lo and behold, the rainbow that gave light to the world. Let your feelings show, let your feelings show.
I gotta turn this off. It still has another 3 minutes left, according to their record there.
It doesn't need them.
No. What you're hearing is a song called Jump for Jesse. It's from a terrible 12-inch that I found a good couple of years ago, and I was hoping to use for Jesse Ventura's re-election campaign here in Minnesota.
But now there will be none.
There will be none, so we'll just play it now, and that'll be it. I'll retire it to the back shelf.
This Jump for Jesse, of course, from 1988, near as we can tell, because there is woefully little explanation on it about the fact that it's apparently for Jesse Jackson's a brief 1988 presidential bid. And heavens, we got vocals here from the Mighty Sparrow, a guy whose name I know, who I can't place what his big hit was. Is it Hands Up? Is he the guy that sings Hands Up? Or at least one of the people that sings Hands Up?
Probably.
But anyway, here he is leading the folks. The group vocals you hear are from the Broadway play Serafina. So they pulled in names to do, you know, to get behind Jesse.
So I'm looking at the artwork on this. It's all one color. It's purple.
Yeah, they had not a large budget for this affair.
There is no record company listed.
Not really.
Well, it's probably somebody's basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's low budget. It's low budget. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that Jump for Jesse would catch on as Jesse Ventura's re-election theme, but no. So we play it once, we throw it out, because right. I'm not going to...
Oh, it's worth a buck. Save that.
Yeah. May as well get the wrestling record. That would be a buck better spent.
Hey, it's at least as interesting as any of the Jimmy Carter songs you've got.
From Peanuts to
yes,
President.
Exactly.
You know, that... Oh, shoot, I owe that guy an email. That was done by, From Peanuts to President, was a 45 by the artist named Cliff Rubin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is, but a guy named Cliff Rubin emailed me and said, hey, what's the deal?
You played my song.
It's not him. He says there's some other
artist. Cliff Rubin.
Amazing. I said, I'll try and find the 45 for you.
That's funny.
But I couldn't.
One time, Joel and I on Cosmic Slop had a real love affair with Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial by Burt Reynolds from the Smokey and the Bandit 2 soundtrack.
Yes.
And we got an email, all of our playlists are online, and people find them when they're randomly searching crap. And no trademark infringement intended. And we got an email from the author of Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial, and he thanked us for playing his song, and he says that 14 cents a year that song earns me really puts my daughter through college. Says, just make sure you spell the last name right when you're filling out the BMI and ASCAP songwriting royalty logs. We're like, no problem, sir.
Fantastic. What, do you remember the guy's name?
No, not right offhand.
Well, I'll have to play that, because I want email too.
Yeah, he's out there.
Let's Do Something Cheap and Superficial.
He randomly searches for his songs.
Nice. I've talked about this on the air before. Mm-hmm. I get occasional emails. Got one from a member of the Dynomiters.
I didn't know that.
Rock and Roll President, and it was their hit.
I know
single.
That song.
You do?
Yeah.
On Epic, I think. Epic or Columbia.
Yeah, we actually had a listener sent us in, he bought a bunch of crap 45s. I can't help myself. I'm in the room with you. I keep saying the word crap.
Crap is good.
He bought a bunch of thrift store 45s, and they are all hit that he bought long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And he said, these are just like the songs of my youth, because I played these 45s all the time and I burned you two CDs worth.
Oh my God.
And Rock and Roll President by the Dynamiters was one of them.
Nice.
I had not known it before that.
But I found the crappy 45 for a dime, played it on the air because why not?
10 cents well spent.
Well spent. And then I got an email from the guy a couple months later saying, hey, you played my song. I was in a band 25 years ago. Now he's an insurance salesman or something.
I was sitting around in my office, punched up Google, thought I'd put my name in and see what came up.
Well, Dynomiters aren't very many people using that.
No.
And of course, a bunch of emails from members of the Extras who did Circular Impression.
Ah.
The best novelty song ever. Now, shall we shift the gears entirely?
Let's grind the gears
Fair
entirely.
Listeners, if you brave the show the past couple weeks... good for you. And if you're here right now, oh, you're probably never going to tune in again. But this has to be done.
If they survived the disco remake and the jump for Jesse, they're only going to be rewarded with the treasure trove I have brought with me today, because Ron has saw it fit to give me an outlet for this problem I've had, which is collecting versions of the Desiderata.
Now, in historical context, we've done this before.
Yes.
We've done the Never My Love marathon.
Yep.
We've done you've done Mammy Blue.
Yes, several times.
Severe
Cosmic
marathon.
Slop. And I contributed to your Don't Turn Around-a-thon.
Right. All these mediocre B-list songs end up being reproduced in mass quantities.
It's the Since You've Been Gone-a-thon is a favorite over on Radio K. But,
and this should put an end to all of those.
And then there was all of the Americans, which I was very proud to be part of. I think we played seven or eight versions.
Yeah, I've since found another one.
Oh,
not doing that again.
Well,
this is going to hurt just as bad, I think.
Well, it's because it's mostly spoken word with a dirge-like accompaniment. And it will be in many, many languages. The Desiderata, plain and simple. It is a poem that most people think of as being on a poster. Maybe you've heard of the pop song. We'll get to that in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the Desiderata was a poem written by a guy named Max Ehrmann.
Mm-hmm.
And Max Ehrmann was born in the late 1800s, passed away in 1945. Self-published a book of poetry, and the Desiderata was among them, and that was from around 1927.
So this goes back a good couple of years, generations at this point. Not to the 1600s.
That's what some people think. Many times when you see the Desiderata in a, you know, reproduced as a poem or a greeting card or a poster or something, it's got some sort of, you know, taken from the wall of St. Paul's Church, 1682, and all these different, you know, dates dating far, far back. And in fact, none of that is true. It is because a pastor... Oh, who was the guy's name here?
Wow, so many details. That's great.
Oh, you wouldn't know. 1959 or so, Reverend Frederick Cates, the rector of St. Paul's Church in Baltimore. That's how exotic it is. The location is Baltimore.
Yay, Baltimore.
Used the poem on the collection of devotional materials he compiled for the congregation. He's just putting together stuff for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the Desiderata in his file, and he used it. And at the top of the handout was the notation, Old St. Paul's Church, Baltimore, AC, 1692. The church was founded in 1692.
Ah.
And so that's where the 1692 came from, as people all thought that the Desiderata was in the public domain. Anyway, it changed hands several times after Ehrmann's death. His wife had it, and then his son had it, who then sold it to a gentleman who then, you know, call me for the rights. If you want to reproduce the famous Desiderata poem, I'm the guy that owns the rights.
Gotcha.
And then someone challenged it. It went to court. I can give you the legal citations if you want.
Coming up later. We'll go through all the gory details.
No, I'm pretty much dispensing with it right now.
Oh, okay.
The gory details are, they went to court. It is, in fact, in the public domain and has been since about 1976.
How'd that happen? Someone screwed up?
You know, it has to do with several legal factors which would contribute to whether one considers whether the author's original intention was to put it out in the public domain or to keep it in his mitts for fun and profit.
Huh.
In fact, they'd ruled years after the fact it should be in the public domain.
Wow. So I can record this song in principle.
Desiderata. Do you know what we're talking about? Maybe you don't. And it's that poem it talks about being really nice things, you know, placidly amid the noise and the haste.
Do you want to just get into it?
Oh, we should just do it. I wasn't going to stop the story. I'm saying,
all right,
it's that poem. It's been set to music.
It's going to be very familiar to you very quickly.
Do I need to explain the actual hit version?
No.
Or is it going to be done for us by the pro?
The maestro will take care of this for us. I am pleased as punch to actually own this. So
explain what we're about to hear then.
From November 20th, 1971.
We're up to the third hour of American Top 40 and the top-selling 13 songs in the country to go.
Number 13.
The title of this record is The Desiderata. Webster's Dictionary says it's a Latin word meaning things that are desired because they're needed or necessary. Here's Les Crane.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is, to what virtue there is, to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere lie deals, and everywhere lie. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere lie. Many persons strive for high lie deals. As gracefully surrendering the things of youth, nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Desiderata, Les Crane, radio and television personality, moving up two this week to number 13, and the countdown rolls on.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
This next song came back from the dead.
On Crap from the Past.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste. And remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to the virtue there is, Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child of the universe. You're less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here and whether or not. It is clear to you. No doubt the universe is unfolding as it should.
Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it's still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Oh, Lord, we're just going to stomp on the end here.
That would be the British version. That would be Harry Secombe.
Wow.
And Harry, a nice song stylist in the British Empire, and that was his version. I believe that one actually was a decent-sized British hit.
My
Anybody
goodness.
With the British book could confirm or deny that, but...
I'll check it out when I get home.
It makes Harry's greatest hits collection.
Oh, jeez.
Not that I own that.
The fact that the Desiderata is on anybody's greatest hits collection, scary. And before that, the original... we can call it the original.
Yeah.
Recorded version by Les Crane.
Yep, from 1971.
Les Crane, well-known TV personality in the 60s.
He hosted a late-night ABC show, sort of a precursor to a competition for the Tonight Show.
Oh, okay.
Amongst the many ABC failures to dethrone the Tonight Show.
But the most important detail to me, formerly married to Tina Louise.
That's correct.
That's Ginger.
He was married to not just a movie star, but the movie
the
star.
The movie star. God bless Les Crane.
Exactly.
Most powerful man in the world, I would think. After all those years on that island.
Yep.
Yes.
And the recorded versions everything stems from the Les Crane original. They all are cut from that cloth. There wasn't a large glut of recorded versions prior to that, but holy cow, did this sucker have legs. Other languages, other arrangements, other countries, other continents, it just goes and goes.
Mind-boggling.
The general positive, useful information for life that comes from the Desiderata, it's universal. My wife's parents' home has a version hanging on the wall.
That's just mind-boggling. And more, I should point out, a great portion of my audience probably doesn't know the song. Before you started saying, I have 8 versions of the Desiderata,
yep.
I had never heard the song before.
Right.
And I consider myself a pop music geek.
Uh-huh.
So this was all the rage in 71, 72, maybe 73.
In 1971, it was, well, yeah, that's the run it had. And
then, burnt out quick.
Oh, yeah. Most of these novelty things do. Just like the Victor Lundberg record I've got here. any kind of spoken word, The Americans by Gordon Sinclair, you know, they catch a little buzz for a while, but it goes away kind of quick.
And it went away, so you have educated me more than I ever want to know about the Desiderata.
Hey, wait till we get... I will tease you that later on we will find a way that the Desiderata plays a role in the story of the death of Adlai Stevenson.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
Yes.
What shall we hear now?
We're going to go... Oh, did we choose?
No, I didn't queue up a track yet.
Okay, then let's break it up with some foreign language, shall we?
Sure.
Okay, then I'm going to suggest that we leap ahead to track 5.
Track 5 it is.
Where we will now go to Deutschland, and we will hear from Friedrich Schutter, as Friedrich tells us of the Desiderata.
Crap. In German?
In German. Of course. Desideratathon.
I may pitch this up a little bit to get through it quicker.
Go ahead.
I hope nobody minds. So we'll start it and then we'll make it go fast. Who is this again?
Friedrich Schutter and his version of the Desiderata.
Only on Craft from the Past.
Geh deinen Weg ohne Eile und Hast und suche den Frieden in dir selbst zu finden. Und wenn es dir möglich ist, versuche den anderen zu verstehen. Sag ihm die Wahrheit ruhig und besonnen und höre ihm zu. Auch wenn er gleichgültig und unwissend ist, denn auch er hat seine Sorgen. Egal, ob er noch jung und aggressiv oder ob er schon alt und müde ist. Wenn du dich mit all den anderen vergleichst, wirst du feststellen, du lebst unter Menschen, die entweder größer oder kleiner, besser oder schlechter sind als du selbst. Sei stolz auf deinen Erfolg und denke auch an deine Karriere, aber bleibe bescheiden. Denn das Schicksal kann sich jederzeit wenden. Sei vorsichtig in deinen Geschäften, denn die Welt ist voller List und Tücke. Aber lass dich trotz allem nicht von deinem Weg ablenken. Viele Leute reden von hohen Idealen und überall wird Heldenmut angepriesen. Bleibe du selber und heuchle nicht Mitgefühl. Steh der Liebe nicht zynisch gegenüber, denn sie ist das Einzige, was wahr und unvergänglich ist. Sei dankbar über jedes Jahr, das du erleben darfst, auch wenn mit jedem Tag ein Stück deiner Jugend entschwindet. Bereite dich auf den Augenblick vor, in dem etwas Unvorhergesehenes in dein Leben tritt. Aber zerstöre dich selbst nicht aus Angst vor der Einsamkeit. Sei immer so, dass du vor dir selbst bestehen kannst. Du hast ein Recht, auf der Welt zu sein. Genau wie die Blume, die blüht, und wie ein Stern in der Nacht. Doch auf dieser Welt lebst du nicht allein. Hast du schon irgendwann mal darüber nachgedacht? Darum schließe Frieden mit Gott, wo immer er dir auch begegnet. Ganz gleich, was das Leben dir auch an Schwierigkeiten auferlegt. Lass nicht durch Lug und Trug deine Ideale zerbrechen. Die Welt ist immer noch schön. Versuch auf ihr zu leben und glücklich zu werden.
Monster Gerber.
It's Krapenfest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
On Crap from the Past.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence.
All right, I'm going to slow this down back to its normal pitch here so you can figure out who it is. Hang on a second.
Be on good terms with all persons.
Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding.
Speaking of the universe, no one knows it better than Spock.
Leonard Nimoy, among his fine records. And I did some... I've got a bad book, an interesting book on celebrity albums. And people may mock and go, ho-ho, Nimoy, he did that funny version of I Had a Hammer. Truth is, Leonard Nimoy has recorded 10 albums in his career. 10.
Wow, it's more than Shatner.
He had to fill them up with something, and the answer is one of them was Max Ehrmann's Desiderata.
Oh, fantastic.
And a friend of Cosmic Slop, John, who's out there on his car, I guess they just tried to get into the late-night Prince gig and couldn't get in.
Oh.
But he's been dying to hear the Leonard Nimoy version of Desiderata. I'm hoping he came back out of the convenience store in time to hear it.
My goodness.
Folks, I'm watching Ron putter around on the other side of the board getting scratchy hives at the fact that we just can't sit through the full rendition of every one of these tracks.
It hurts. it burns. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to do a little judicious editing on some of these.
We may kind of just cut them short and start yapping about them.
Because this, if we played all of them, it would take us past the end of the show, I think.
Yeah, probably.
And there's no need for that.
No.
No, the Americans is one thing. That's doing our patriotic duty.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to play all the versions of Desiderata.
But think of the goodness it puts out among the people. The positive, empowering message that is the Desiderata coursing through people's brains. Perhaps they're drifting off, as I often do, listening to your show.
I often do.
And I may drift off at night hearing the show, and somewhere in my subconscious I'm hearing things telling me to, you know, think good things, be good to people. You know,
yes, amongst the IDs telling you, you can't touch this.
Exactly. Would you like to hear the Adlai Stevenson tidbit about the Desiderata?
Oh, bring it on.
When Adlai Stevenson died, he died in 1965, a guest in his home found a copy of the Desiderata, the poem, near his bedside, and it was apparent that Stevenson was planning to use it in all of his Christmas cards. And because of that publicity, the poem became that much more famous because of the mistaken relationship to the St. Paul's Church that we talked about. So Adlai Stevenson, he didn't actually get it in his cards. His intention to get it in his cards, and then he died, suddenly made it that much more popular.
Wow.
And then, you know, the record took 5-6 years for it to float around.
Into the sensation that it is today.
Well,
it's dominating the airwaves, and I hear it's number one on KFAI right now.
That's correct. It's really, it's lighting up the phones.
It is, actually.
What's the radio geek from? This gets great phones.
Gets great phones.
We're going to go forward now a year from the Les Crane, because anything that really catches everybody's attention is ripe for parody. So we're going to track two. We're going to go to the folks at National Lampoon, not the magazine, but the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And the National Lampoon Radio Hour was definitely a counterculture kind of thing. And the breeding ground for a lot of folks that wound up on Saturday Night Live. Belushi and Bill Murray and, mm-hmm. and Christopher Guest and all sorts of folks that you would know. Well, on their album Radio Dinner from 1972, which contains a lot of very funny things, their version of Desiderata called Deteriorata.
Nice.
Featuring, if I'm remembering now from memory, the vocal stylings in the background are... Ooh, God, please correct me if you got it right, Ben. Rita Coolidge.
Really?
I'm not joking.
I believe you.
And she wasn't huge then. She was just Rita Coolidge who was looking for work.
Nice. So this hit the bottom of the charts, I remember.
Yeah, I believe
so. I don't know much about it. It's credited to National Lampoon?
You have to just say it's credited to National Lampoon. Deteriorata, a parody of Desiderata.
Fantastic. On Crap from the Past.
You are a fluke of you.
placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider the two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
Monster Gerber.
Many scientists believe humans really could mutate down there due to exposure to toxic waste and radioactive runoff and good old American feces.
On Crap from the Past.
Camina plácidamente entre el ruido y el bullicio. Y observa la paz que puede haber en el silencio. Hasta el punto en que te sea posible, procura estar en buena armonía con todos. Expón tu parecer en forma reposada y clara. Y escucha a los demás, que aunque sean lerdos e ignorantes, ellos también tienen algo que decirte. Evita a las personas ruidosas y agresivas.
It sounds like a public service announcement.
In the cosmic sense, in the spiritual sense, Ron, it is. We are hearing...
This is track 7.
Yeah, this is Jose Luis Rodriguez and...
Bender Bending Rodriguez.
Yes, exactly. I've got a version... Jorge Lavat, I think. No, excuse me. Paco Stanley is from Mexico. Jump ahead to... what was
track,
one? 9.
Track 9.
Yeah, go up to 9. We'll hear Sarah Suolo.
I don't know who this is either.
I don't know much about many of these people, although I did find some have larger careers than others.
Wow.
Paco Stanley does have a career.
Anda plácidamente entre el ruido y la prisa y recuerda qué paz puede haber en el silencio. Vive en buenos términos con todas las personas.
I can't keep a straight face anymore.
They don't.
Todo lo que puedas sin rendirte.
But isn't it sort of soothing?
It's not headbanging music.
No.
Incluso al aburrido y al ignorante, ellos también tienen.
Before everybody drifts off,
listen to the chimes.
Evita las personas.
Dios mío, we'll move to track 10.
We move on to Arturo Benavides. He employs the chorus.
Fabuloso.
Fantomas.
Camina plácido entre el ruido y la prisa y piensa en la paz que se puede encontrar en el silencio. En cuanto sea posible y sin rendirte, mantén buena relación.
I'm surprised nobody's recorded the Americans in Spanish.
Enuncia tu verdad de una manera serena.
Well, it would be appropriate.
It's worth looking for.
Y escucha a los demás. Incluso al torpe.
So this is Seraswolo?
No, this is now Arturo Benavides.
I'm a track behind here.
As we move ahead now, we go to Paco Stanley. He is from Mexico.
Okay, Paco Stanley.
Named like Paco Stanley.
Camina plácido entre el ruido y la brisa. Y piensa en la paz que se puede encontrar en el silencio. En cuanto sea posible y sin rendirte, mantén buenas relaciones.
I'm soothed and I feel like a better person.
I am feeling as if I have the joy down in my heart after I hear the Desiderata over and over again.
Goodness.
The soothing aspect of it transcends all languages,
that's
of course.
That's true. Yeah, you could be deaf and still be soothed by the Desiderata. let's move ahead.
On to Jorge Lavat. I discovered this one.
Ooh, it's faster.
Yes.
I feel peppy and crazy.
It's got horns and stuff. But then...
Camina plácido entre el ruido y la brisa.
Big fat reverb on him, too.
La paz que se puede encontrar en el silencio. En cuanto sea posible y sin rendirte, mantén buenas relaciones con todos.
He really says it like it is, doesn't he?
Sí.
Jorge Lavat, that one I found poking around on a website. It was all in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I do speak German. But it was big hits of the 60s and 70s, and it was somebody's personal... list, and I believe that this was at number 86.
That's so sad.
Jorge Lavat's version of the Desiderata.
Goodness.
Oh, it's ripe stuff.
Ripe is the word.
Shall we break it up a bit with the novelty track?
A novelty track, you
say? A novelty track that came up in my hunting for Desiderata tracks.
Yes.
Okay, this, we're going to... Notice there. Go bring it back up a second.
Oops. I got it.
A mix of the English and the Spanish. The chorus... They're singing in English.
That's Spanglish.
I know.
Not since Gerardo have I heard such exquisite use of Spanglish.
All right. Pop it on up to number 15, and I will explain what that is about. This is a gentleman, thanks to the glorious file-sharing universe known as mp3.com, where someone wants to hang out a shingle and share their music with the world. You sure can. And that includes a guy named Clay in San Antonio, Texas, who performs under the band moniker 1-4-3, or perhaps he calls it 143. I don't know, but he wrote himself a cute little song about going to a girl's house, meeting a girl, going to her house, and seeing a poster of the Desiderata on her wall, which is why the song is called, rather blatantly, Desiderata on Her Wall.
Fantastic.
By 143, we'll see how much of this we can stand.
Only on Crap from the Past.
Favor for a friend. be right for you at all. She had brass rings full of paid shells and a desiderata hanging on her wall. Desiderata, desiderata, desiderata on her wall. Desiderata on her wall. She said, oh, that I made that thing at the same time as the dress I'm wearing now. It's been 3 years since I did anything. I've done things and I don't remember. He did for me, I know he'll do for you. I said I met him back in high school, and he's the hope for all mankind. She said, that's good, I know souls attract. If you want to have a child, give me a call. Desiderata hanging on your wall. Desiderata, desiderata, desiderata on her wall. Desiderata on her wall.
Placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
Thank you.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans.
Oh, isn't that nice?
No.
Daniel O'Donnell, ladies and gentlemen, the Irish Desiderata, in which it, you know, a leprechaun is sitting on in a tiny whimsical garden someplace,
eating a bowl of Lucky Charms,
and he's imparting the wisdom of the Desiderata to you,
and washing with Irish Spring. Man,
manly, yes, but I like it too.
Nobody is listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul.
I hope somebody's listening. At least one person call. What, give the number right now.
Oh, I haven't given the number at all. You people have remembered from memory. 612-341-0980.
Just one call will prove that somebody is somehow still listening to this absurdity we are foisting upon them.
It's all Chuck's fault.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Hey, look, we got a call.
It is. Bless you. We'll be right with you.
We'll be with you in a second.
So let's see here. Oh, the Desiderata. Oh, you asked earlier how we determined that the Desiderata, or at least the courts determined, was in the public domain.
Oh, yes.
Contrary to the gentleman, Robert L. Bell, the owner of Crescendo Publishing, he tried to challenge this. Mm-hmm. And it came down to three key legal points in which Bell did not get to, make any more, greenbacks off Max Ehrmann's thing. Uh-huh. Why? Where? At what point was there a forfeiture of the copyright to this and putting the domain? In December of 1933, Max Ehrmann used Desiderata as part of a Christmas greeting to his friends. That was part of it.
That was part of it?
Yes, it was. That was because Christmas cards were not a general publication that would divest the copyright holder of his rights. Anyway, it gets confusing. In 1942, Ehrmann corresponded with Merrill Moore, a U.S. Army psychiatrist from World War II. Moore told Ehrmann that he had distributed 1,000 copies of the Desiderata over the years while he was in practice in Boston. Letters attest to the fact that Ehrmann gave permission for Moore to distribute the copies for free to soldiers as part of their treatment. The Desiderata has healing powers, as determined by a trained physician. As late as 1944, Dr. Moore confirmed that Ehrmann told Ehrmann, yep, I'm still sending out the poem. I'm here in the South Pacific. I'm still sending out copies of the Desiderata. And Ehrmann said, okay. See? And,
wow.
And then it is noted about 200 copies of the Desiderata were published by a church, and nobody from the Ehrmann estate complained then. So, as a result of some of these actions, the court pieced it together and said, you know what, generally speaking, the guy wrote a poem and he thought he'd put it out there.
Yeah,
and then a guy later that bought the rights from, the heir of the heir said, no, it's mine. I paid for it. I want to make money. And the court said, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. If we look back at the history of it, we see that Mr. Ehrmann really wanted to just put some goodness out into the ether and let it float around.
Long, consistent behavior of not trying to make any money from it.
But it wound up in the courts. There are websites about the Desiderata which people talk about having done research and reading the legal transcripts. I'm just so amused.
We're better them than us.
Yes, that's true.
I did a legal ID. So we've done Daniel O'Donnell.
We have. We've now hit English and British and Irish and several Spanish versions. We did German. Yes. We did sci-fi. We went into outer space with Nimoy.
Desiderata in outer space.
That's correct. So we'll flip a coin now. We have. We can either go French. Or we can
Let's go French.
French, track 8.
Track 8
will lead us to listen to the vocal stylings of Jean Couture.
Fantastic. Only, oh God, Huntcraft from the past.
Va paisiblement ton chemin à travers le bruit et la hâte, et souviens-toi que le silence est paix. Autant que faire se peut, et sans courber la tête, sois ami avec tes semblables, exprime ta vérité calmement et clairement, et écoute les autres, même les plus ennuyeux ou les plus ignorants, eux aussi ont quelque chose à dire. Fuis l'homme à la voix haute et autoritaire, il pêche contre l'esprit. Ne te compare pas aux autres, par crainte de devenir vain ou amer, car toujours tu trouveras meilleur ou pire que toi.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here and weather or not. It is clear.
jouis de tes succès, mais aussi de tes plans. Aime ton travail, aussi humble soit-il, car c'est un bien réel.
Chuck's on the phone. You know, I'm getting a lot of calls tonight about about these atrocities, and that's all well and good. 612-341-0980. I'm so relaxed, I can barely think. We're going to go into...
Hey, there we go.
I'm lost.
Are you lost?
Thank you for fielding that phone call, by the way.
No problem. We're trying to remember who did the version of the Lampoon parody, and I think it might be Tony Hendra doing the voice, but
okay.
I could be wrong. Don't have the Radio Dinner album in front of me. We are enjoying... This is still Jean Coutu. This is the French version still.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. It's so smooth. It's like every country had one of those guys. Where's the deep voiced guy that does all the announcer work? Let's have him read this.
Yes, he certainly needs the work.
And the thing is, though, anybody can do it. And we're going to go to another sort of homemade version, one that I went poking around. We're going to jump up to 13. It's very brief, and we're going to listen to C. Wayne Owens. C. Wayne Owens run, C. Wayne Owens... See Wayne Owens read the Desiderata for you.
Thank you, Huncraft from the past.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it's clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it's still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Let's just go to silence. Cleanse the palate. It's like the audio sherbet.
There we go.
Oh, I feel relaxed. Who was that?
C, the initial. C. Wayne Owens. And C. Wayne Owens is he's a comedian, believe it or not. he's a comedian. He's from Kansas. He has got several self-produced albums out there. And damn it if he didn't go and read a very earnest and somber reading of the Desiderata in the middle of one of his... Well, he had a a Christmas album, and I can't tell if it was a Christmas comedy record or a Christmas serious record.
If you can't tell, then it was a comedy record.
Yeah, that's because I didn't listen to it. I just kind of figured out.
Gotcha.
I think his version of Desiderata was from an album called I Can't Afford Therapy or something like that. I'm not joking. I just didn't bother to print out the C. Wayne Owens history, but darn it, that's where we got that version from. You can actually tell it was home recorded because it sounds like his bees are popping. It sounds like me, you know, recording something at home on a little condenser.
Yeah, sounds like this show.
Kinda. We sound better than him.
Pooey.
That leaves us. Heavens, we rushed through them, Ron. Nice, effective way of marshaling the troops on and that many versions of Desiderata.
I think the word rushed should be in parentheses there. Because to the listeners, this must have felt like an eternity.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Just start playing 14 right now while we talk. Just okay. This letter rip. Because all genres and all eras are in love with the Desiderata. And the description of the track that we are about to hear by the group artist Silent Pilgrim... this dates, I believe, from 99, and the self-description of it said something like, a wonderful, amazing collaboration between an actor and an opera singer.
Wow.
Oh.
Because the world needs more of that.
They really do, especially when they come together in such a wonderful thing, but... The text speaks for itself because, heavens, you could spend all day trying to pour your words and your heart into it all, but why do it when Max Ehrmann has already written the most fabulous lyrics for you in the form of the Blessed Desiderata?
So the message to take away from all this is, when in doubt, use the Desiderata.
It should be able to guide you through all aspects of your day. Anything you need in your life.
Making an appeal to Congress?
Yep.
Unsure what to say?
Yes.
Choose the Desiderata.
I would use the opening line when dealing with Congress. Go placidly among the meek.
And then we'd get gonged, and that'd be the end of it.
That's correct. And I'm trying to remember, if you'd like, I could read other Ehrmann poems, but you know what? I just won't.
You know, we should do... We'll come back to it. We'll do one reading of you reading the Desiderata.
Do I get to enter my own Desiderata into the record?
Yeah, well, I believe so. Not right now.
No.
For God's sake. Do you have the words?
Yeah, I did. I printed it out in case we tried to figure out what it was.
Naturally.
As perennial as the grass.
I can name you 5,000 versions of Desiderata.
Number one.
We'll come back to Chuck.
But heavens.
This is awful. What is...
This is the Silent Pilgrim, and somewhere
Is there a title to this?
Desiderata.
Oh, it's just straight up Desiderata.
Yep. I believe, and get this, it actually says in parentheses after the title, short version.
Oh.
This is 6.5 minutes. It's parts 2 and 3. But this is the fabulous opera singer, and then we get a brief respite of the text from, apparently, the actor.
Boy, this is full of itself.
It really is, but I'm trying to... I thought we could stall long enough just to kind of walk ourselves
to the... There's a solution.
Oh, yeah. 12% does the trick every time.
Bit control works every time.
Man.
And now it's a little less unpleasant.
It's a little less plotting. it clips right along.
This is a dance track?
Well, okay. Amid the noise and haste. And remember
what peace there may be in silence. What a terrible accent that guy has.
Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. They too have their story.
When you speed him up, he sounds like a young Martin Sheen.
Oh my.
For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
Yeah.
Be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars.
Sounds cool in the headphones.
It does.
There's some stereo separation on the little boopy sounds.
Yeah. Our stereo signal goes out about 500 yards. After that, on the website, it's mono, so... Trust us, it sounds great in headphones. Well, great is in parentheses.
Oh, yeah, but what we really need to avoid is the bad sax alert.
Bad saxophone?
We need to sound the bad sax klaxon because here comes a bad solo coming up.
Fantastic. Nothing picks up a bad record like a bad sax solo.
Oh, it's really awful.
Good.
Well, that really does run us out of material on the Desideratas. There are so many out there, and on behalf of all music lovers everywhere, Ron, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to commit this act to the airwaves.
The word I was thinking of was foist.
Foist is another good
and,
word.
And Chuck, it's
here. Here we go. Wait.
Now.
Sax.
Tonight.
Sessions presents Desiderata.
I think it's the same guy that plays on Captain of Her Heart by Double. Anyway, you can bail. There's no reason to listen to any more bad sex. The guy doesn't talk anymore.
I don't have anything queued up.
Oh, well, then...
I will. There is a solution here.
Yeah, just go ahead. So, if I were to... Well, while you deal with this, I will then read it back again the names of some of the artists we heard. People, the Les Crane original from 1971 of Desiderata, the National Lampoon parody, Deteriorata. And what was it? Norman Rose was the voice of the...
That's right, Norman Rose.
The voice of the National Lampoon parody. We heard Harry Secombe from the British Isles in England. We heard from Daniel O'Donnell from Ireland. Friedrich Schutter from Germany doing the Desiderata. Leonard Nimoy from the outer reaches of his own mind reading the Desiderata. From France, Jean Coutu. And then from Mexico and different versions in Spanish because I could not come down with the countries. Jose Luis Rodriguez, Sarah Suolo, Arturo Benavides, Paco Stanley?
Paco Stanley.
Jorge Lavat. And then we heard a nice version from C. Wayne Owens, this version by The Silent Pilgrim. And, God bless it, the most radio airplay that the group 143 from San Antonio, Texas has ever received with the track Desiderata on her wall.
I bet you 143 didn't see that coming.
No, I bet not.
No. Now we fade.
That sex is so bad.
Bad meaning bad.
Oh, I mean being atrocious.
So, we'll do one more of you reading Desiderata with as many ticks and inflections as you can muster at this wee hour.
When are we doing this?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
Not right now. Now we're just going to... Basically, it's a random album here by a group named... No, it's a guy named Sabu. Paul Sabu is his name. He's got a backing band of people I've never heard of. He's on, or was on, Ariola Records in 1979, the same label that gave us Knock on Wood by Amy Stewart. Oh, and really, nothing else.
Well, they ever got away with calling it Ariola. But anyway.
That was the name of the company. It's what it says on the record there. But I think the only reason that this exists is the special instructions down at the bottom. Good for all... Sorry, let me try it again because it's late. Good for all who are in the mood to be awesomized. Where awesome is now turned into a verb.
Man.
Fabuloso.
Can I see?
Yeah, I'm going to play song one, side A.
Except on the record, the title's different.
Well, that makes it curious. No, I'm not recognizing any names on here.
No, it's
Rockin' Rollin' Disco King. How could I not play a song like that?
Well,
so it's 7 minutes long on the album. Clearly, we will not sit through the whole thing.
No.
Sabu, I don't know. I'm Crap from the Past. We'll be right back. This has song has something for everybody.
It's got synth, it's got rock and roll drums, it's got little funky guitar, it has disco strings,
and the clap track, and the Euro synthy sound, all that like all the Marauder productions have.
They just threw everything in the basket that they had and tried to make a hit. Sabu, ladies and gentlemen.
And probably the only airplay that he'll be getting here.
Maybe so.
Thank you for bringing that in. That was good stuff. And now, a regular feature we have here on Crap from the Past.
He was thanking this guy, by the way, not me.
Yes.
I didn't bring in the Sabu.
Come on, you deserve special credit here. Oh. We'll thank you live on the air. What's your name? Tell the fine people at home.
Will Hollerick.
Will, thanks for coming down.
Will Hollerick.
And while we don't encourage this on a regular basis, we do. anybody who has any ties to... Can you get that album?
Oh, he's got the Hulk.
No, the album. The Hulker family.
He's brought down he lost the LP, but the sleeve alone is funny enough for the Feeling Good album from local musical family, the Hulker family.
From 1978.
Yeah, we've played it on Cosmic Slot before. It's trafficking around different folks in different circles, but it's a fine record, but I'd never seen it in the flesh before, and because Will brought it down here tonight... Oh, this photo. They're from Wayzata, apparently.
If you have any information on the Hulker family.
I grew up out in the western outskirts. Oh, look at them all running in order here.
Frighten me.
Like Partridge Family birds.
Frighten me.
Feeling Good by the Hulker family, featuring the fabulous song Hawaii's Great, But We Love Minnesota.
And this is bad, even by the Ray Conniff standards that I started the show with tonight.
Jesus Loves... Oh, I see the medley. That's why Ray Stevens has a credit in here.
Oh, yes. There's nothing good about the Hulker family, but if you have a copy, bring it down. We'll put you on the air. And thanks again for bringing this stuff in.
Holy cow,
I
Will.
I appreciate it. Now, to grind the gears entirely, but not quite entirely, it's a regular feature we do on Crap from the Past. It's air checks of other radio stations. This air check that I have in particular is from 2 weeks ago, from June 10th, 2002.
People who are into radio and the train spotting and aspect of radio, format changes are always interesting times for people who are followers and watchers of radio.
And really, right now, in the commercial radio world, they're the most interesting thing that's out there to me.
Well, there's been a big switch over in the Hubbard broadcasting world, and that the WIKX, the country station out of New Richmond, Wisconsin, has been moved into the metro as a metro station.
Or will be moved.
It is already up.
Oh, it's up? That was quick.
No, they've actually moved the signal to the new towers. It's screaming loud. If you're wondering why suddenly your stereo in your car stops at 107.1 and you hear people talking, it's because it's the new station.
And we're very, very aware of it because our St. Paul signal is 106.7. It's right next to that.
Yep.
And there were signs. The only reason I knew about the format change in advance was that there were signs posted around the station saying it would happen at on the morning of Monday. Yep. Monday, June 10th.
Yep.
And I'm here till 2 in the morning, and I figured, it's probably going to be at 6. So what I did is as soon as I got home, which was about 2:45, I started a tape at 107.1 on my receiver, and I got the format change.
Very
I got 2
nice.
Hours before, I got the format change, and I got 2 hours after.
The flick of the switch.
It's going to be a disappointment.
They went from country to a female-oriented, I guess for lack of a better label, talk format.
We can call it girly talk.
They call it real life conversation.
I call it girly talk. So I got an hour's worth here. I have from 5:40 a.m. to 6:40 a.m. and we're not going to play the whole thing. And really the transition is quite a bit of a letdown because the top of the hour comes and suddenly bada bing, they're there with the talk. And there are no passionate goodbyes from the program directors like they used to do in the old days.
No.
Because there's really no air staff on the country station.
Not at this point.
They were a satellite. And I'm going to play you a little bit. Let's just get into it. I'm going to start you with coming out of what would have been a commercial break. Their last couple hours on the air were very awkward. There were stretches where there was 2.5 minutes of dead air, which normally would have been filled probably by local commercial ads. Apparently, somebody goofed with the automation, and whether it was a satellite feed that wasn't coming in correctly or something wasn't quite queued up right, but like clockwork, this happened the same spot in the hour twice that I heard it, and probably a great deal more than that before I started taping. So this is about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, coming off 2.5 minutes of dead air.
the end of WIKX New Richmond, Wisconsin, and the dawning of the new 107.1.
So you'll hear a bit of, well, this is what it sounded like.
Yeah.
You won't get bored with our music. We play the biggest variety on the radio, right here on Real Country 107 WIXK.
Oh, I kept saying the name wrong.
Okay, and they have...
I had the wrong color.
It's IXK. And I think they're going to keep IXK for a while. They're going to change it as quick as they can.
They will be changing it.
I see you on the phone. We'll get to you in a second. So the format that they ran, they had the bumpers at the top of the hour, local spots, and then a satellite feed, basically, including the DJ for the majority of their programming. Mm-hmm. I'm going to skip a bit here in highly professional radio land here. Because I didn't break up the tracks all that well. So here, listen. She
catchy.
There's got to be an easier way to do this.
Got to be.
Hang on a second. So
I can also tell you a little bit about a fellow Sunday night guy that was on that station.
This
is Jack Sparks. Guy that did an alt country show on Sunday nights. It got some. He garnered a decent sized following.
Really?
Unfortunately, that's a specialty show that has gone by the wayside with the new format change over at 107.1.
Uh-huh. So I, listening to 107.1, I actually mapped out a little 1 hour block just to see what it was like. And they had a pretty good variety as country stuff goes.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of new stuff. They played that flag waving. No, not the flag waving. Yeah, they played the new flag waving patriotic 9/11 song.
Who's
Toby Keith, I think it is.
That one, yeah.
They played
that.
They played Alan Jackson's Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning.
So, yep.
they're topical and some modern stuff thrown in there, but a lot of stuff from Ricky Skaggs and old 70s stuff, Bellamy Brothers. It was interesting to hear because I'm kind of familiar with some of the early 80s country.
The 70s outlaw country stuff was kind of groovy.
Yeah, and it was interesting to listen to, but really horrendously produced. The DJs were terrible. And everything was mixed so loosely on the board. There were big blotches of dead air stuck in. And I found that charming coming from a college radio background. It reminded me of my roots. So let's, this is 4 minutes before something interesting happens on my CD. The only hell my mama ever raised. I don't know what this is. Oh.
WIXK 107.1, New Richmond, Twin Cities.
Wildfires burn faster than...
All right, what I did?
That's pretty smooth.
So that's... Yeah, well... As automation goes, that wasn't that bad, but humans can do it a little tighter. This is the last, if I remember how I index things on my little CD there, this is the last news break they did,
okay.
I think. So this is local. This is locally produced, and I don't know from what newsroom. I don't know if WIXK actually had news people and they were reading an AP wire, but this is produced here in Minneapolis.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, prior to the format change, they've been operated and owned by Hubbard Broadcasting for some time.
There's a KS95 people?
Yeah, and the KSTP.
Okay, so they probably had a KSTP news person read a little 3-minute block there. So
that's a distinct possibility.
There's a minute left in the format, basically.
Makes me want to hear, going to hire a wino to decorate our home by Lefty Frizzell. That's what it does.
My wife loves that song.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Mrs. Crap would be so proud that song actually got mentioned here on this show. I didn't mention it.
I like that song.
So 44 seconds left in the format, although you'd never know it from what came beforehand. It was just real country, and they had the silly jingles. And every once in a while, you'd hear some local thing pop up, WIXK, and it sounded woefully inappropriate because it was just a satellite feed, an insertion of local stuff over the satellite feed. Okay, let's tune into the last 20 seconds of WIXK before they went, before the switch was hit. This is as it sounded. I'm going to turn off the mics for this.
The Saddam Hussein regime is a dangerous one, and it is the policy of the United States of America that there be regime change in Iraq.
Rumsfeld was in Kuwait in the Persian Gulf. 12 years ago, Iraq invaded Kuwait, leading to the Gulf War. Security was tight, crowds excited, and in the end, it was a tie. The U.S.
The new
WIXK AM and FM, New Richmond, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
The new FM 107 is WIXK AM and FM, New Richmond, St. Paul, Minneapolis. FM 107. You're listening to the pre-grand opening of the new FM 107. Okay, it's like this. You know when a store or restaurant is about to open, but they don't have everything quite ready? Maybe the paint hasn't dried or not all the stock has arrived, or maybe they just want to let a few people in to see if all the employees know what to say to the customers. Well, that's sort of what we're doing. While a lot of our FM 107 staff and show hosts are all ready to go, we're still working on our technical facilities. So you might not be able to hear the station all that well right now. That's because we're transmitting from, well, far away. But within a couple of weeks, FM 107 will be broadcasting from a brand new place in the heart of the Twin Cities with a great new signal. Until then, pardon the dust and the static on your radio as FM 107's doors are open for this pre-grand opening. FM 107, the Twin Cities' new radio station for real-life conversation. FM 107.
Okay, a song plays here, and it's sort of warm-up music for the host who would come in a second. All that technical glitch you heard where they started things at the wrong volume and all that, that's how it aired. That wasn't me screwing up. You heard a couple seconds of Michael Stipe and
Kristen Hirsch
doing Wall of Death, the old Richard Thompson tune. I don't know why that was there. Maybe that would have... I got no explanation for that.
No.
I don't know why that was there, but that's what it sounded like if you tuned into 107.1 when the station died. If you were a big country fan, that's a big loss because there's not a whole lot of country here in the Twin Cities.
There's K102, and you can get the new Bob coming out of Princeton at, I think, 106.1.
Okay.
But I think I got the right number there.
Uh-huh.
The interesting thing is that what they said was true. They're the first week or so, they're now at full strength. They're broadcasting loud and clear from the place up in Shoreview where tons of stations broadcast from. And they're booming into the cities nice and proper, and they're going to change their city of license, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Point being, much like B96 suddenly wasn't a Twin City station, and then they kind of technologically tweaked it so B96 was a Twin City station, that is what is being done with 107.1, thus adding the new real-life conversation show with the Barghini sisters in this afternoon drive.
Girly talk. You know my opinions of talk radio, don't you?
Yes, I do. You're not a fan. As we talk.
Yeah, there's a difference between us talking and the format of talk. We're radio geeks and, well, proud, but I thought you'd get a kick out of hearing what the actual transition sounded like.
Very nice.
30 seconds left in this song, which you can easily fill by talking over it. I'll play you just the first minute or so of what the new host sounds like.
I've not heard the morning show, so I've not heard her. I believe her name is Arnie.
Arnie something or other.
Arnie Arneson?
That sounds right. Or Arkison or something.
It's an AA name.
Yeah.
There's alliteration going on.
Here, so we'll bring this back up to full volume again.
There's a moon across the border in the...
This is an irritating record.
I smell the bunch of train. I hear silver wings and in a way Merle had to fly. That good old boy will find a band of gold on the stereo.
Hey, you guys. How can you not start a day smiling when you hear Nancy Griffith start telling you you've got a friend on the radio? Welcome to the new FM 107. This is our warm-up open. And guess what? This is your new morning guest. My name is Arnie Arneson, and thank you for letting me join you in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, Minnesota. How I arrived on the scene should be somewhat obvious. I mean, with a name like Arnie Arneson, where else would I show up? Let me sort of share a little bit about me and how I got to the Twin Cities, because I think my arrival in Minneapolis and St. Paul is as exciting as this new radio lineup on FM 107. First of all, I should confess to you that I was born in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And where I was born in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, I'm looking at all the new census figures coming out for Minnesota. Well, while Minnesota may have more Norwegians than any other state in the nation, where I was born in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, had more Norwegians than Oslo, Norway. Anyway, back in 1971, I attended St. Olaf College, and I've always had a yearning to come home, and come home meant coming home to the Twin Cities. Well, the good news was, about maybe a month ago, my
soon-to-be spouse, yes, I'm about to get married, had a meeting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he said, listen, I'm going to be there for a week. Why don't you come out and join me? Now, the thing you need to know about Arnie Arneson is that I do talk radio. But I don't do talk radio in the Twin Cities. I do talk radio in a beautiful little town called New London, New Hampshire. And I do AM talk on three radio stations in the central part of New Hampshire and Vermont.
So you're
as beautiful as Minnesota.
La 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 la.
Anyway.
That's how I hear it.
Are we understanding the fact that she is the new local host, but she's not here? She's in New Hampshire?
I think she's moving here.
I don't think so. I don't believe so.
Although here would be a much better career move than staying in New Hampshire, for God's sake.
But if she's doing other stations.
No.
Point being, they weren't intending to be up in full strength. There's a new station in town, and it sounds like that.
And you, my listeners, are the only people in the world who heard what you just heard. That's it. I guarantee that station had no audience when the transition happened. That was 6 a.m. when all the technical glitches and suddenly, poof, a new station is here. They use the same call letters, WIXK.
Mm-hmm.
New Hope, I guess, is New Richmond?
New Richmond, Wisconsin, over just across the border.
And there you go. Now they're a Twin City station. They're up at full power. And I had a caller who just said, this is so boring, I want to shoot myself.
And he was talking about the air check or us talking about the air check?
I clarified that exact question on the air. We're doing okay.
Okay.
That format, though, girly talk or whatever they're calling it, man.
Yeah, okay.
So you won't find me at 107.1. But in the interest of being a radio geek and actually having that little air check that I have, I thought I would share it with you guys.
To some folks, that's gold.
Gold. Fellow radio geeks, Mr. Savage et al. I can make you copies if you want.
Brad's going to be here next week,
isn't he? Let's do plugs for Brad.
Yeah.
Brad's, he was working up in St. Cloud. He was music director for Rockin' 101. Got a job here in the Twin Cities and moved back into town so he doesn't have to commute every weekend.
Correct.
So he's still keeping his Cities 97 air shift.
Correct. He's still doing part-time at Cities 97. He also works for a local music and record promotion company that also helps organize an annual radio conference. Brad's helping put out newsletters and tracking radio news. And he's just doing that usual Brad trafficking in information kind of thing that he always does.
And he's good. And he's going to be here next week. Next week, he's going to be flying solo. This is the first time we haven't shackled him down with Danger Man or something like that. No, nothing against Danger Man. I know he's not listening tonight, so we can make fun of him.
Something tells me it's going to rock. Brad will probably get all the 80s rock out of his system that he wants.
It's
going
to be all Honeymoon Suite all the time. If he doesn't play New Girl now, get back to me.
Right.
So hopefully I'll be able to tape the show like I do every week, program the VCR to tape the show while I'm gone.
Brad Savage, formerly of Rev 105, he did some time at KLBB.
He did some time at KJ 104.
He did indeed.
He knew Shelly Miller back in the day when he was like 11.
Brad, that makes him what? I thought he was 11 now.
He's so cute. He'll be here. It's going to be really good.
Anyway, Brad's guest hosting on Crab from the Past 1 week from tonight.
1 week from tonight. And if you're listening in on the big bad web at www.com, it'll be next week's show, which clearly you're hearing it this week, next week will be next week.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm getting punchy. Shall I play some music?
Yeah.
Rachel Sweet. Know much about Rachel Sweet?
I know that I know a little bit about Rachel Sweet. She was on Stiff Records.
I know she had an album here on Columbia. I think in England she was on Stiff.
Yes, and that she did a ballad. Who's her duet with?
Oh, you're thinking of Everlasting Love with Rex Smith?
That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
That is a fine record unto itself. I think it's produced by Rick Chertoff, the guy who did all the Hooters, or would later do all the Hooters stuff.
Okay.
That's not what I queued up here. In 81, I think she did the original version of Shadows of the Night, which was later recorded by Pat Benatar.
Interesting.
I think the chronology serves me correctly. That's not what I queued up either. No, I queued up a song called I Go to Pieces.
Okay.
I don't know.
Not the Patsy Cline hit?
You'll have to tell me.
Okay.
I don't know what it sounds like. It was just here.
Oh, that's I Fall to Pieces. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I Go to Pieces. It's on my 80s Complete. Fabulous set from Australia. It's Rachel Sweet, and I don't know what it sounds like. Oh, by the way, this is Chuck, and I'm Ron. And this is Crap from the Past on KFAI.
I'm not afraid to die.
Boggy Monster Gerber.
Am I the only one who allows his mind to prance outside the box?
On Crap from the Past.
Pretty sure. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
My headphones must be down there. I'm pretty sure you've never heard that before. That's Straw Dogs by Stiff Little Fingers from 1979.
Good stuff.
I like it. And reminiscent of Green Day? Perhaps.
Yeah.
That observation was taken directly from the John Cusack movie High Fidelity, which I was privileged enough to see this past weekend.
I used to hang out with my friend Hal in his dorm room. He always had a Stiff Little Fingers singles collection that he played a lot. And that's
good.
My biggest exposure to them.
It's catchy. It's like little Buzzcocks songs.
Mm-hmm.
Just a nice little get in there, do your 3 minutes, and get out.
True.
I like that. In stark contrast with the jam sessions and the live blues sessions that seem to go on for hours with the same chord progression. Not for me.
Need a little energy.
Yeah, and that does it. You never really know what's coming in the next 3 minutes, and suddenly it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful stuff. That's there from 1979. Before that, I Go to Pieces, Rachel Sweet. Found out that's a remake of a Peter and Gordon song.
Correct.
And I feel better now. So I was pretty sure it came from somewhere, and that's why I kind of wonder about that Shadows of the Night chronology that I talked about before.
Go checking that out.
I got to go checking that out, because Pat Benatar, not known for remakes. Rachel Sweet, not known for originals.
So stands to reason that perhaps it actually went the other way.
Perhaps. Now, the god-awful medley of the week. I think we can squeeze in one of these before Georgia comes in.
It's a quick one. It's five songs in less than 4 minutes.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Let's say our proper goodbyes.
All right, then.
You've been listening to Crap from the Past here on KFAI. You know who I am. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. But the gentleman at the other side of the board who's getting a little sleepy and punchy.
Heidi-ho.
That's Chuck Tomlinson, and you know him as Chuck.
Yes, that's my name.
Of Cosmic Slop over on AM 770 Radio K.
Each and every Sunday, 2 p.m., they let us loose and we screw around on the radio and play weird music. So yes, me and Joel, known as Chuck and Joel.
Yeah.
Sounds weird when you say Joel and Chuck, so we say Chuck and Joel.
That's right. It fits nicely.
Yes.
And you get top billing, but it just worked out that way.
Yeah, so thanks for having me, and thank you for letting me play the Desiderata Festival that was sort of the center of the show today.
Ugh, that big, like that cream filling.
I sensed that you weren't totally into it, but by God, you went with it anyway.
That's, you know, that happens a lot on this show. Like, who wants to hear eight versions of Don't Turn Around?
Hey!
Well, nobody does. That's why I play them.
I did. And look at that. We've gone and run out of time, and I won't be able to do my own version of Desiderata.
Oh, crap.
Which I think is a good thing.
All right.
I think it's okay. We don't need to go back down that path.
And the background music I was going to play behind you
was from
the Pac-Man album.
He's number one. He's number. It's the best Pac-Man song on the record.
Really? That's not saying much.
I get to read some German, though, before I go. Is this true?
Yeah, this
for
is
the
another,
medley?
Yeah, it's the god-awful medley of the week. Ha-ha, you thought you could get out of this one? No.
Nope.
I couldn't make heads or tails of title nor artist, so I turned it over to Chuck, who speaks German.
Megafeta Samstagnacht, which is, mega party, mega festival, Saturday night. It's by Howard Carpendale. And we got three tracks in there from Howard. They're credited to Carpendale, so I don't know. Samstagnacht, Saturday night. Es geht mehr, and it goes more, it keeps going. And Dann geh doch, then go on, followed by two other songs. It Never Rains in Southern California, the fine hit from Albert Hammond, and Tour on Tour mit Alice, which is Living Next Door to Alice. The Chin and Chapman composition is made popular by Smokey.
Right. And
Smokey featured that guy, Chris Norman.
Right, I was thinking Susie Quattro. No, that can't be
Chris
right.
Norman.
No, Chris Norman from Stumbling.
And you do not confuse it with Alice, Who the F is Alice, that fine remake that was a party favorite about 8 years ago.
That's awesome. I never heard that.
It's foul-mouthed and silly.
So the title again?
Megafeta, Samstagnacht by Howard Carpendale.
God, it's the god-awful medley of the week. Thank you for sitting in, Chuck.
Thanks for having me. I'll stay up late with you anytime.
No, get your sleep. And you're welcome anytime, but get your sleep. And you can hear Chuck every Sunday afternoon at 2 over on 770.
Long live Cosmic Slop. Thanks for the plug.
And you can find links and stuff at the website,
crapfromthepast.com. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Blah, blah, blah. So you have given up, and you're no longer listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM. Paul, George is in next with Sonic Pleasure. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Samstagnacht und du hast nur deine Lieder. Die Sehnsucht kommt wieder in jede Samstagnacht. Du machst die Augen zu, trotz deinem Blut. Niemand hat an dich gedacht. Die Zeit, wo die Sehnsucht erwacht, kommt in jede Samstagnacht. Es geht um mehr als um flüchtige Stunden. Geht um mehr als wir beide gedacht. Ich hab dich nicht erst gestern gefunden. Wir haben viel Zeit miteinander verbracht. Es geht um mehr als bei wem ich nachts liege. Eine Nacht ist so schnell vorbei. Deine Züge, es geht um mehr, es geht um uns zwei. Wenn du heute gehst, so wie wir tun es, einfach so gehst, wie sinnlos das ist, bin ich allein. Sie gehen auseinander, statt einen Weg zu finden. Geh doch, ich sage dir, geh. Unser Schweigen allein kann die Hand.
weiß nur, irgendwie muss ich was kommen wird. Ertrage den